On Canada Day, Langley residents celebrated their pride in being Canadian at a time when the country is under siege by an American president who launched a trade war and keeps saying Canada should become the 51st U.S. state. At McLeod Athletic Park, a township staffer told the Langley Advance Times they were going through their giveaway Canadian flags at a fast clip, but they were keeping up with demand. "We have thousands." When the national anthem played, virtually everyone present stood and sang "O Canada." At the Royal Canadian Legion Aldergrove branch, during the ceremonial Canada Day flag raising outside, Master of Ceremonies Doug Hadley talked about the anniversary and the history of Canada, making a point of calling it a distinct, independent country, not a 51st state. Inside the Legion Hall, elbows went up in response to a call by Karen Long, Vice President of the Alder Grove Agricultural Fair and Festival Association, which organized the event with the Legion. "I was walking across the floor, there was a bit of a lull, and I said, 'Thank you for coming, elbows up,' and everybody kind of put their elbows up," Long said. Long noticed a rise in patriotic feeling this Canada Day. "Absolutely, everybody is donning red, they're donning their Canada Day hats and t-shirts and tattoos," said Long. "It's full on Canada, celebrating our country." That squares with recent opinion polls showing Canadian pride soaring in response to the trade war and anti-Canadian rhetoric south of the border. About 9 in 10 surveyed are telling pollsters they are proud to be Canadian, even if many have reservations about the current state of the country. Retired Major Ian Newby filled a section of the Legion parking lot with collector military vehicles that have served Canada or Canada's allies. "We brought out every Canadian vehicle we could actually get to start and run," Newby said. At Fort Langley, horticulturist, author and Order of Canada member Brian Minter administered the oath of citizenship to 40 new Canadians. "Getting to meet our new Canadians and learning from them, talking to them, getting to know them is absolutely one of the great treats in this world because they're excited about being citizens of our wonderful country," Minter said. "It's so nice to spend the time with them and give them a hug and shake their hands and welcome to our country. And that to me is very special." Jayon Laquip, a Surrey resident originally from the Philippines, was smiling as she waited for the ceremony to begin. "I think being a Canadian really makes me feel happy, you're privileged, and at the same time at ease," Laquip said. Kim Hill and daughter Leslie arrived from Delta bedecked in Canada-themed headgear and sunglasses to witness the swearing-in of nephew-in-law Jacob Monash, a Port Coquitlam resident who said Canada is very similar in many ways to his country of origin, but now I can vote. That's exciting. I can contribute to the country. Lin Zhou, promotions manager at the historic fort, was forecasting an increase from last year's Canada Day, from 6,600 to 6,800, possibly even more. "Today is a big deal at the fort," said Zhou. "It was also a big deal at the BC Farm Museum across the street." Lori Griffiths, a member of the museum board of directors, said Canada Day is when they see a substantial surge in visitors. "This is the biggest day of the year for the BC Farm Museum," Griffiths commented. "We get more visitors through today than any other day of the year." At McLeod, a busy Kevin Muirhead, township special events manager, was talking about the improvements to the annual free celebration. Full events, 9 live, back-to-back bands, a circus act, 300 drones at 10:15 p.m. Muirhead summarized, "Every year we try to go bigger and better,